Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself.
Hey everyone, I'm super excited to be here with you today. Every day I learn something new, and for many years I've read that the best way to learn is to teach. I started by writing blogs, then making videos, then talking to people, going on stage and hosting events. But now I feel like podcasting is the best way to share what I've learned. As much as I love biohacking, advanced procedures, peptides and tech, I'm also a huge fan of simplicity and philosophy. Recently, my interest has developed around yogic science, and believe it or not, it intersects with the biohacking approach in many ways. But today, we aren't talking about yogis. Instead, we're diving into a concept that keeps coming up in my life, wabi-sabi. This week, I decided to take a deeper dive into understanding wabi-sabi so I can teach it to you guys. There are many fantastic articles on this topic, many monks speak about it, and there's a cool book I went through called Wabi Sabi by Beth Kempton. Now, I feel a bit more confident sharing what I've learned. I hope it helps you or someone you know, because it has definitely helped me. Imagine you're living a busy life that doesn't feel quite right. Maybe your schoolwork or job drains you. You're always worried about not doing enough and your surroundings feel chaotic. Plus, there's that pile of stuff you've collected that you don't really need, gathering dust and reminding you of things you didn't accomplish. This might sound like a dramatic movie, but it could be your life, or at least feel pretty close. So, what is wabi-sabi? Wabi-sabi is this cool idea from Japan that helps us find beauty in things that aren't perfect and in the simple moments of life. It's about appreciating what's right in front of us, even if it's not perfect or doesn't last forever. Let's break it down. Wabi and sabi are two parts of this idea. Wabi originally came from themes of feeling a bit lonely or desolate. It's like when you're feeling down because you're worrying too much. But over time, it evolved to mean something simpler and more peaceful. Imagine the calm you feel when you're drinking hot cocoa on a quiet night, away from all the noise and stress. Back in the 1500s, samurai warriors would drink tea to stay alert during the night. This practical activity turned into a peaceful ritual, helping them find a break from their chaotic lives. Sabi, on the other hand, is about the beauty that comes with age. Think about your favorite old pair of jeans that are perfectly worn in. They're not new or flashy, but they've got character and tell a story. Junichiro Tanizaki, a famous Japanese writer, talked about how the Japanese people prefer a soft, warm glow to bright, harsh lights, showing their love for things that age gracefully. Together, wabi-sabi means finding beauty in things that aren't perfect and accepting that nothing lasts forever. This idea is totally different from the way we often think in the West, where we're always trying to be perfect and make things last forever. Wabi-sabi helps us focus on these simple, everyday things and find peace in them. Think about your own life for a second. How often are you chasing perfection, whether it's in your schoolwork, your room, or even with your friends? How might things change if you started to appreciate the beauty and imperfections and the fact that things don't last forever? Now imagine you're relaxing in your living room trying to chill out, but something feels off. The furniture is sleek, the tech is top-notch, but it feels kind of cold and not very inviting. Decorations that don't mean much to you are everywhere, and hidden away in drawers and cabinets is a mess. This feeling shows that your space isn't really your personal refuge. This is where the wisdom of wabi-sabi comes in. It's about creating a home that feels both soulful and simple. A month ago, I moved from a huge villa in Jumeirah to an apartment. When I redecorated, I was inspired by minimalist designs, but my approach was more about removing what didn't serve a purpose or bring joy. I focused on natural materials like wood and stone, which added warmth and character. Each item in my home now tells a story or has a purpose, creating a space that feels truly mine. Wabi-sabi invites us to celebrate imperfection in our living spaces. Forget those perfect showroom-style interiors you see in magazines or on Instagram. Real homes, like real lives, are imperfect. They show the marks of daily life and reflect the authentic existence of those who live there. It's about recognizing that home should be where we feel most comfortable, where we can embrace life's rough edges without worry. Using natural materials like wood and stone can make a space feel more soulful. These materials wear their flaws openly, knots in the wood, veins in the stone, each telling a unique story. These imperfections remind us of the beauty of the natural world and help us accept our own flaws. When decorating, choose items that have personal significance, like shells from a beach trip or a handmade pottery piece from a friend. These aren't just objects, they hold happy memories and add meaning to your space. Look around your room. What items truly bring you joy or have significant meaning? How can you bring in more of these and get rid of what just fills space? Wabi Sabi isn't about emptiness, but thoughtful minimalism, a curated simplicity that emphasizes quality over quantity. Clearing clutter isn't about making your space stark and empty. It's about making room for things that truly matter. It's about creating an environment where special objects and meaningful interactions can stand out. A wabi-sabi home is a sanctuary that honors our imperfections and celebrates the simple yet profound joys of living. It encourages us to pare down to the essentials, to create spaces that resonate with our deepest selves. In doing so, we create homes that are not just places to live, but places to thrive. Let's talk about how wabi-sabi can help us connect with nature. The Japanese language has a deep connection with nature. For example, words like kopo-kopo sound like a stream bubbling, and hyu-hyu mimics the sound of the wind. This connection to nature is a big part of wabi-sabi, which encourages us to live in harmony with the natural environment. Okay, as I record this episode, I'm in Vietnam. Yesterday, Victoria and I visited a Buddhist temple to meditate, and they had this beautiful Japanese garden that we both loved. After meditating, I noticed how every element in the garden, from the placement of rocks to the choice of plants, showed a deep respect for nature. It was a place where you could feel the passage of time and the changing seasons in a very real way. Wabi-sabi invites us to reconnect with nature, to find wonder in its simplicity, and to tune into its subtle changes and cycles. This philosophy is reflected in traditional Japanese haiku, a form of poetry that captures the profound simplicity of a single moment in nature. Consider this famous haiku by Matsuo Basho, the old pond, a frog jumps in, sound of water. In these few lines, there's a whole universe of meaning, focusing purely on a fleeting natural event and capturing the essence of wabi-sabi by noticing and appreciating the simple, quiet moments of life. In today's hustle and bustle, where life often feels disconnected from natural rhythms, wabi-sabi offers a way to get back to a more grounded existence. It teaches us to observe and respond to both the nature around us and our own internal nature. By tuning into the slight shifts in our surroundings, we can become more attuned to our own needs, recognizing when it's time for rest or activity, solitude or socialization. Wabi-sabi also reminds us of life's impermanence. The blooming cherry blossom that swiftly fades, the mayfly's brief life, the snow that melts away, all these remind us of our own fleeting presence in this world. They encourage us to live deeply, to prioritize what truly matters, and to cherish the now before it slips away. In essence, wabi-sabi isn't just an aesthetic or a philosophy. It's a way of life that celebrates the beauty of the natural world, urging us to embrace its rhythm as our own. Life, with all its unpredictability and challenges, often demands more from us than just getting through it. It asks for acceptance. This acceptance isn't about giving up, but about embracing the ups and downs. Wabi-sabi, with its deep roots in recognizing and celebrating imperfection, teaches us exactly that. The essence of wabi-sabi is to see the beauty in the imperfect and the transient. It encourages us to accept that nothing, including stability, is permanent and that the only constant is change. Take, for example, the resilience of bamboo. In its native habitats, where storms and monsoons are frequent, bamboo thrives by bending with the wind rather than resisting it. It's a lesson in flexibility and growth despite or maybe because of the challenges it faces. Similar principles apply to how buildings in Japan are designed to withstand earthquakes. They're built to sway with the seismic waves, adapting to the tremors rather than crumbling under their force. These lessons from nature can be applied to broader life situations. Changes in our personal lives, careers, or health can be as sudden and disruptive as a storm. These changes might shake the foundations of our world, challenging our relationships or professional landscapes. Accepting these changes, not because we like them, but because they are part of our reality, allows us to adapt and reorient more effectively. Moreover, Wabi Sabi invites us to let go of the pursuit of perfection. In a society where media and social networks often glamorize an idealized version of life, Wabi Sabi serves as a counterbalance, reminding us that life is inherently flawed and imperfect. Striving for unattainable perfection often leads to frustration and dissatisfaction because it denies the natural order of life, impermanence and imperfection. Rather than criticizing ourselves for the chaos or the unfinished aspects of our lives, Wabi Sabi teaches us to see the beauty in them. It helps us recognize that what we often consider flaws or deficits are in fact what make our lives uniquely ours. By accepting our lives as they are, imperfect, temporary, and incomplete, we can find deeper appreciation and contentment in our existence. Embracing Wabi Sabi helps us realize that much of what we have is already enough. It is about seeing the perfection in the imperfect and finding peace in the acceptance that life, just like us, is perfectly imperfect. Anyone who has faced the sting of a failed exam, the disappointment of a rejection letter, or the frustration of another unsuccessful driving test knows the bitter taste of failure. But through the lens of Wabi Sabi, these setbacks aren't just obstacles, they're essential parts of the learning process. This perspective can transform how we approach education and personal growth. Wabi Sabi teaches us that learning is an ongoing journey with no definitive endpoint or perfect state of knowledge. Think about trying to learn a new language or skill. You'll have ups and downs, moments of progress and moments of struggle. These experiences are valuable and help shape your journey. This perspective encourages us to view our learning paths through a kinder lens, understanding that we are never truly done. There will always be someone further ahead or behind, but these comparisons aren't helpful. Instead, Wabi Sabi invites us to focus on our personal journey, acknowledging that setbacks are natural and expected parts of learning. Embracing Wabi Sabi's teachings on learning and failure means accepting that every experience, whether deemed a success or failure, brings invaluable lessons. It shifts our focus from perfection and final outcomes to growth, resilience, and the beauty of continually evolving. Through Wabi Sabi, we can approach life's inevitable challenges with grace, seeing every setback as a stepping stone and every accomplishment as part of a larger, imperfectly perfect journey. In Japan, the tea ceremony isn't just a social ritual. It's an art form deeply ingrained with values that foster mindfulness and mutual respect. Known for its serene and deliberate practice, the tea ceremony is guided by principles that can profoundly impact our personal relationships. The principles of wa, ke, si, and jaku, translating to harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility, guide the ceremony and can similarly guide our interactions with others. Starting with boe, or harmony, this principle asks us to consider how we can cultivate peace within our relationships. Imagine someone you know who may be dealing with anxiety or stress. Approaching interactions with them through calming gestures or a soothing tone can significantly harmonize your relationship, creating a more balanced and positive dynamic. Next, the principle of ke, or respect, encourages us to acknowledge and appreciate the unique traits and contributions of others. Consider a friend who consistently exhibits honesty even when it's difficult. Expressing your respect for their integrity can reinforce their valued role in your life and deepen your bond. The third principle, Seiji, represents purity. In the context of the tea ceremony, participants cleanse their hands before entering, symbolizing physical and spiritual purity. In our relationships, this can translate to purifying intentions and seeking the best in each other. For instance, annoyance might be a common reaction to minor irritations, like a partner leaving a wet towel on the counter, but recognizing their overall contributions and care can shift your perspective to appreciate their efforts and intentions more fully. Lastly, jaku, or tranquility, involves creating a peaceful space for genuine connection. This might mean setting aside time for quiet moments together, free from the distractions of daily life. Whether it's a leisurely walk or a quiet coffee in a cozy corner, these tranquil moments can significantly enrich relationships. Incorporating the implicit wabi-sabi of the tea ceremony into our interpersonal interactions doesn't require elaborate rituals, but instead a mindful application of its core principles. By integrating harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility into our relationships, we can create more meaningful and fulfilling connections. Just as the tea ceremony is a deliberate pause that fosters appreciation and respect, so too can our relationships benefit from these thoughtful pauses and considerations. Hearing that a classmate or colleague got a promotion or an award can stir up feelings of self-doubt and jealousy. Questions like, well, what do they have that I don't, or why aren't I as successful, might pop into your mind. These comparisons and the pursuit of a perfect career or academic record can lead to unnecessary stress and dissatisfaction. Wabi-sabi offers a unique perspective on career and personal development, one that can significantly alleviate these pressures. A key tenet of wabi-sabi is the acceptance of imperfection, and this principle harmoniously extends to our professional and academic lives. Each journey is unique, with its own set of challenges and milestones. There is no one path that suits everyone. Remember, the classmate who just celebrated an achievement might have faced numerous setbacks along the way, and the successful novelist likely dealt with many rejections before their breakthrough. Wabi-sabi teaches us to value the journey over the destination. In Japanese culture, this concept is often seen in practices like judo, the way of gentleness, sado, the way of tea, and karate-do, the way of the empty hand. These practices emphasize the importance of the path and the lessons learned along it rather than just the final goal. This perspective is especially relevant to our careers and academics. In many Western cultures, there is a rush toward achieving clearly defined objectives like promotions, high grades, or prestigious projects. However, this rush can lead to frustration and disillusionment if those goals are not met on our expected timelines. What wabi-sabi encourages instead is a patient, mindful approach to our professional and academic journey. Rather than fixating on a specific endpoint or comparing ourselves with others, we should focus on the growth and learning that occur along the way. Like judoka, who honors each step of their training as part of a lifelong commitment to mastery, we too can benefit from viewing our careers and studies as a continuous path of development filled with lessons that are valuable in their own right. Embracing this wabi-sabi-inspired wisdom in your career and academic life means shifting focus from perfect outcomes to appreciating where you are in the present, recognizing that each step, whether it feels like progress or a setback, is part of a larger, imperfectly perfect journey. This approach can lead to greater satisfaction and a deeper understanding of your professional and personal growth. Everywhere we look, from the quiet rows of a cemetery to the media flurry around a celebrity's passing, we find reminders of our own mortality. In a society that often fears aging, we are bombarded with commercials promising the secret to eternal youth. Yet, in this scramble to escape the inevitable, we overlook the profound beauty and wisdom that accompanies the passage of time. Wabi-sabi, a philosophy that finds beauty in imperfection and the natural cycle of growth and decay, offers a refreshing perspective on aging. It teaches us to appreciate the richness of life and to embrace the changes that come with growing older. Wabi-sabi encourages us to accept the impermanence of life, helping us come to terms with the fact that we are here for only a brief period. This realization isn't meant to be morbid. Instead, it can be profoundly liberating. Understanding that our time is finite can motivate us to live more fully, prioritize meaningful relationships, and cherish the moments that truly matter. Consider what changes you might make if you were aware of having only a decade, a year, or even less time. Such a perspective can help clarify priorities and inspire us to live with more intention and joy. Wabi Sabi also teaches us that there is beauty in the natural aging process, just as there is in a well-worn piece of furniture or a faded photograph. These objects carry stories and memories, much like the lines on a seasoned face or the hands of a grandparent. There is a distinct kind of wisdom and peace that comes with age, qualities that are too often overlooked in our youth-centric culture. Moreover, Wabi Sabi suggests that true perfection isn't about flawlessness, but about embracing the everyday magic around us. It's found in genuine moments of connection, like a heartfelt hug from a friend, the vigilant presence of a blackbird in the garden, or the comforting aroma of coffee in the morning. CJ, so how can we integrate Wabi Sabi into our daily lives? Let's explore some practical ways. Simplify your space. Start by decluttering your living space. Keep items that bring you joy or have a purpose. Use natural materials like wood and stone to add warmth and character to your home. Embrace imperfections. Appreciate the flaws in your surroundings and yourself. Whether it's a chipped mug or a scar, these imperfections tell a story and add to the beauty of life. Connect with nature, spend time outdoors, observe the changing seasons, and incorporate natural elements into your home. This helps you stay grounded and connected to the rhythms of the natural world. Mindful practices. Engage in activities that promote mindfulness, such as meditation, yoga, or even a simple tea ceremony. These practices can help you appreciate the present moment and find peace in simplicity. Quality over quantity. Focus on acquiring high-quality items that will last rather than constantly chasing the latest trends. This approach not only reduces waste, but also fosters a deeper appreciation for what you have. Cherish relationships. Apply the principles of harmony, respect, purity, and tranquility to your relationships. Spend quality time with loved ones, listen actively, and express appreciation regularly. Accept change. Recognize that change is a natural part of life. Embrace new experiences and learn from failures. Each moment, whether good or bad, contributes to your growth. That's all for today's episode of Shifted with CJ. I hope you found this journey into Wabi Sabi enlightening and inspiring. Remember, life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. By embracing simplicity, imperfection, and the beauty of the present moment, we can create a more fulfilling and joyful life. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends and family. Let's all strive to live a little more Wabi Sabi. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe.
Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.